In a news update for May the 17th, 2022, on this Tuesday morning edition, part six, continue on with the Alex Jones Show, hour number two into hour number three, broadcasting on XM Radio, on FM, across the internet, on all podcasting venues. And of course, thank you for praying for us, and thank you for sharing our content on your social media platforms. If you're looking for a podcast, just go to your favorite podcast player where you listen to podcasts, like Spotify, for example, and just type in their top headlines, national and international news stories, and it will come right up. And of course, we're on many more. So anyway, if you don't catch us on the live show on XM, all right? And of course, we're going to get back to hour number two.
And run everything, but they're actually about to destroy the whole country.
Okay, just hold on. Like, okay, would they go after registered gun owners first? How would that look like? Do you know what I mean? Like,
sure. What they would do first is raid a bunch of people they know made ghost guns, pick out a group of extremists they've already been tracking, and then have a bunch of standoffs, and then use that as the backdrop for bombings of federal buildings and other facilities that they would carry out themselves and blame on us. So there would be a buildup. They wouldn't come right out with gun confiscation. It would be limited provocations to then trigger violence to hopefully suck the general public into a larger fight. And you'll see a bunch of racial attacks mixed into it to make the backdrop racial, so that anybody that's a Republican, anybody that's a populist, anybody that's pro-gun, anybody that's pro-free speech is a terrorist. That's how all the pre-programming has worked, so we know exactly how it'll work.
I mean, time frame-wise, from here until the election, from here to November, could they possibly, or any time after? You know what I mean?
Well, I know exactly what you mean. That's why I've been on the show every day for several years saying they're going to run for a year and a half since Biden stole the election. They're going to run on domestic terrorism and saying it's white supremacism and tying to the First and Second Amendment. That's all the pre-programming. So we're now entering exactly what we predicted.
Yep, gotcha. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. What do you think, Mike?
I mean, exactly what you said. I mean, there's so many questions that I have, because I understand that you're public enemy number one and you're going to get scrutinized, and they wanted you to lead the next revolution, civil war. So I know it's a very hairy subject, but this is really gonna kick off. And the shooting 17 minutes away from me, really, like, walls are closing in. They could try anything, and this gun grab is a very realer and realer possibility. That's all.
Exactly, and again, the gun grab is meant to trigger the next level of the destabilization. If people think COVID lockdowns and all that garbage was bad, imagine all sorts of violent events accelerating and then them giving it a racial backdrop. This is what they've been pre-programming and preparing and drilling into the public. It's why it's so easy to predict this is now happening. Thanks for the call. And they didn't have to go stage this. I don't know if they did. They've staged other stuff in the past. They may have. But the pre-programming, all whites are evil, all whites are terrorists, whites need to be exterminated, that is done as a backdrop so that mentally ill people, they statistically know they've got serious algorithms. And, I mean, if I can predict stuff, you don't think the deep state can? They know that when they hype enough of this up and put enough pit bulls in the ring together, we're going to start killing each other. And then that's the backdrop for the end of the dollar, the imploded borders, their whole agenda. And then the globalists don't get the blame. The American people do. And that's why they got General Honoré and all of them setting up a civil war scenario on record, saying they're going to build it around listing pro-free speech, pro-medical freedom, and pro-gun, pro-self-defense people as terrorists. That has been the mantra they've had. It's the mantra I've had, saying it's coming with 176 days out. I mean, I said last week probably 10 times they're going to stage a mass shooting on a black grocery store or a church or a black university. I mean, those are the targets. That's how their mind works. I'm in their head. I know how they operate. And guaranteed this guy had been reached out to by the system. He was schizophrenic. He was told he was a secret soldier, probably managed by some militia group that was really FBI run, just like the Whitmer kidnapping. That's my speculation. I'm not saying that's what happened. But that's how they would do it. And then they whine, oh, we got a crazy schizophrenic, wants to shoot up a school, wears hazmat to school, he's got guns. let's just wind him up like Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, on record was CIA. That came out in the trial. CIA operation. And they set him up. Doesn't mean Theodore Kaczynski was a good guy, but that's how they work, folks. This is Mind Control 101. This is MK Ultra writ large. We'll go to break. Come back with more calls on the other side. Again, it is an act of total resistance during this critical time to spread the links to battleplan.news. Battleplan.news takes you to band.video.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now. Mind control. Corruption of your thoughts. Yeah. Mind control.
This isn't rocket science. If your foreign multinational banks implode in the world economy for a design collapse, you're going to stir up every major group internally using sociology. So in Sri Lanka, they'll play one group off against each other, even though they're genetically the same people. Here in America, we got historic beefs and some bad things have been done to certain people. Play those up, divide everybody. This is very, very simple. And the system knows that. And they knew that this guy was planning to do this, and they let him do it. That's come out in the news. We're taking your phone calls right now and going to folks first in Buffalo. We're going to talk to Bob in Buffalo. Our hearts go out to poor, innocent, the first two people he killed. I've seen the raw footage. We're not going to air it here. He live streamed it on Twitch. We don't blame Twitch. Just make a call up on a telephone and stream something on Zoom. You don't blame AT&T. You don't blame the company that owns Zoom. They blamed a few years ago when a guy went in and shot up and killed some people at a synagogue. He just said, I'm about to go shoot people 5 minutes before on Gab. How was that Gab's fault? It's a communication system. But notice since it's Twitch and that's establishment, they're not blaming Twitch. They're blaming everybody who has free speech, saying you've got to lose your speech and your guns because of this, while they're literally flooding weapons to the Azov Battalion Nazis in Ukraine. This is all extremely, extremely transparent. So, we're taking your phone calls right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about this. Bob in Buffalo. Bob, what's your take on the situation?
How you doing, Alex? All blessings, brother.
God bless you.
Sad time in the city right now. So I'm watching this unfold Saturday, and I could smell the false flag after living in Vegas during the strip shooting with that masquerade. I've never seen so many politicians show up to a live crime scene as the bodies were still laying out there. So it's just crazy. I just never seen anything like this. I just see the gates of hell opened up right now, brother. And we all just need to plead the blood of Jesus over this nation, over this city, over this world right now.
Amen to that, brother. So tell us, you live in Buffalo, you see it happening. Go over what you were thinking at the time.
Well, my wife works for Tops, but not that particular one. She works about 20 minutes from there.
Wow, so this hit really close to home. Wow.
Oh, very close. You know, I plead the blood of Jesus over my family every day. So, you know, at the times we live in right now, that's all we really have.
Amen.
For protection, you know, so.
Amen.
She calls me, flipping out. I really wasn't paying attention to nothing yet on Saturday. Turn it on. I start watching it. I start seeing the mayor show up, all these politicians showing up right away. I mean, it's still an active crime scene. And then I'm just like, man, something don't smell right, you know. I'm telling my wife, I'm telling her everything. I'm like, Then when it comes out about this guy, I'm like, programmed right away, like something ain't right. You know, as much as he knew about that area and not lived here, I just, nothing smelled right. And then I started thinking back to everything that happened in Vegas during the time. I'm watching it unfold now, all the money pouring in, everything. And it's just like, you see these events and it's the same thing over and over again.
And man, I'm glad you brought up Vegas. I wouldn't have thought of that. Biggest mass shooting in U.S. history. And when it came out that it was connected to the CIA in Saudi Arabia, they shut that down right away, didn't they? No coverage. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you don't hear nothing about that anymore. And that was one of the biggest mass shootings ever in Nevada. So, I mean, I just see the same blueprint. It's a little, it could have been a lot worse. You know, I mean, it could have been a lot worse Saturday. But, you know.
Can you imagine the mind control to walk up to a woman, black, white, doesn't matter, and shoot a woman you don't even know, loading groceries? The first two women he killed were loading groceries in their car. Imagine the type of demon possession this creature was under. So I just,
18 years old. I mean, I don't even see enough time for somebody to get that evil. That's how evil the times are right now. You know, to think that 18 years of his life and he could just go out. I mean, it's total mind control. To me, there ain't nothing else. I mean, I'm wondering if he took the shot. You know, I mean.
Oh, I'm sure he did. He wore hazmat suits to school. Was all obsessed with it. We got that on screen. Well, sir, I'm really glad that you're praying, and I'm praying with you, and I'm so sorry this happened, and I couldn't imagine, you know, what it's like to have your wife work there and what you're going through, so give her my best, and let's just come together and not give them what they want. Let's love each other, all right? I promise you that I love everybody, and I love you, and I know you love me, and we're going to beat this together, brother.
Continue to carry that cross, brother. We love you, man.
Love you, too. It's going to get a lot worse, folks. I mean, it's going to get bad. And they're going to have some more white supremacists go out and do this. You know it's going to happen. They're going to have some crazy brainwashed black people do the same damn thing. And they're going to sit here and play us all off against each other. While they rape everybody and cut our power off and inflate everything and screw us. That's what pisses me off is the globalists are the enemy. They're on record. We don't have baby formula. And they've got some crazy person. They knew was going to do this. And they let him do it again. We exposed that at Parkland, and they said that I said the shooting didn't happen, a damn lie. That I had students on that talked about how he was threatening to kill everybody and how they protected him, and they said, oh, Jones had fake people on. What they accused me of saying about them. Woo! Pisses me off, man. You know it's going to get a lot worse. That's why we got to, like Bob said, we got to get right with God. Because remember, while we're talking about these poor 10 people that died, and others fight with their lives, they are starving the people to death by the tens of millions right now of every race, color, and creed, but particularly black. And if you don't care about those people being starved to death in Africa, God's not going to recognize you. So people better get that through their heads. And I'm not bitching at my audience. I just know people are like, well, there are too many third world people. Okay, well, there's too many us then, isn't there? If we don't hang together, we hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. And until we figure that out, we don't have a hope in hell.
Sure.
But the minute we figure that out, everything's going to be clear skies like we come out of a storm in a ship. But until we get that right, we don't have a hope in hell. I'm not going to cut other callers off. So we're going to break in 2 minutes. Thank you, Bob. And then we're going to go to Angela. And we're going to go to Minuteman and John and Charles and Wade and Thomas and Matt and so many others here today. But people ask, you know... People started grabbing clips Saturday on Twitter of me saying they're going to shoot up a black grocery store with a white supremacist, and they were mad at me on Twitter. I saw the comments like, how dare him say so soon, it's staged. Those were clips a year and a half, a year ago, and last week. I didn't say that today. I said it before it happened. Because I know how the globalists operate. I know who they wind up, and I know what they do. Folks, do you hear me? Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, worked for the CIA. It came out in court. The CIA was running him on record. LA Times in the damn court transcripts. Type in Theodore Kaczynski, CIA. And he wasn't just CIA. He was in, wait for it, guess what he was in? We intro this segment with Mind Control with Bob Marley's son. MK Ultra. MK Ultra and the shooting in Colorado with the Joker. His dad runs the major government mind control operation on record. Can't make that up. Buffalo suspect had previously threatened school shooting report. Yep. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Black Guns Matter.
Ridiculous. Something has to change from the bottom to the top, because they're not going to do nothing. We got to do something, because this is ridiculous. I feel bad for the people that was in there, because after the security guard got shot, he got a gun shooting people still. The people, more people are armed and knew what they were doing with the gun. It's not the gun.
All right, we're going to go back to your phone calls now. We're going to talk to a caller in Florida. We're going to talk to Angela. Angela, thank you for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing today?
I mean, it's all happening. I can see the next part of their plan. It's disgusting.
It's very disgusting. I actually have dreams about it and stuff, Alex, and sometimes my days get real hard because of everything that I see.
Everybody's so having those dreams, and be glad you're having those. People that are connected to God are having them, because the quickening's here. Big decisions are going down right now.
Well, I'm telling you, and when I was seeing those news reports, and I'm watching, you know, and trying to pay attention, and I just got this anger over me, you know. Why? Why are they releasing their MK Ultra on us? That's what they're doing. These are children that were stolen, that the government stole. They stole these children. They put them through MK Ultra. They raped them. They beat them over and over again. And now they're handing them guns and they're releasing them.
Well, that is what they do in MK Ultra. Is they torture and rape you for years, and then, you know, and it was designed to create assassins. That's the declassified program. Theodore Kaczynski was in it.
I don't need to see their documents. I see it in real life. I know what happened on Epstein Island because it was shown to me. I know what happened to that child on the border that doesn't have her voice because I saw it.
100%. I was the same way. I was the same way. And it was the culture. Because you're so impressionable as a child and you don't have a gaze. Thank God that God saved me. Thank you so much for the call, Thomas. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to John in Michigan. John on the Buffalo tragedy. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for talking about all this today and all that you've done, truly.
Thank you.
Because we need InfoWars. We truly do. Because outside of InfoWars and a few others that are out there, the mainstream media, as we know, will take it and will twist it and they'll warp it into demonizing white people, demonizing masculinity, and only help to further push the further divide in between.
Absolutely. That's what's going on. It's all divide and conquer to distract us while they destroy the border, the currency, launch World War III with the Russians. I mean, now they have congressional hearings and they go, we are at war with Russia. Maybe nuclear weapons are needed, and heavy arms are being shipped in. We're on the verge of a full-on war. We're already at war with Russia, and now they're going to distract us with these poor people that were killed. And again, what happened to them is terrible, but they're going to use that as the pretext to make themselves look like the good guys while they're the ones hurtling us into Armageddon.
I'd agree with that, absolutely. And I would also say that we shouldn't ever take our enemy for granted either. They're stronger than we may have doing. I mean, we not only do we have this Buffalo shooting, we also have Laguna Beach, California church shooting that happened, right? And then we're also bringing up Waukesha.
That's my biggest concern is this is going to trigger mentally ill people to go out and copy what they saw. That's what mind control is through the media.
Yeah. It's not just that it, you know, government programs that have churned these out. There are going to be ones that are unique that are that may not have anything to do with that they now get to take and use for granted. Not for granted, but to...
Oh, 100%. We got 350 million drugged out, whacked out people, half of them demon influenced, and who knows what's about to happen. I totally agree with you. They don't need to have classic mind control because the whole media and the whole culture is mind control. That's why the caller earlier, Bob, said, plead the blood of Jesus every day, in the morning and at night, pray over your family, and be right with God. That is the only protection we've got.
And that is key. Do get right with God. I mean, I know a lot of us, you know, with everything that's going on, it has a way of beating you down and thinking that it may not all be worth it.
But in the end, the devil loses, brother. That's what I'm saying.
That's right. That's right.
So, all right. Thank you, John. Thank you for the call. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back, ladies and gentlemen, and talk to Minuteman, Wade, Dean, Matt, Charles, and everybody else ahead of Sean Stone in studio with us today. Filmmaker, Oliver Stone's son, but a great political brain in his own right, and really has a lot of deep connections in research about what's happening in Ukraine. Predicted all of it in the book he's written. That is coming up here today. And I want to thank all the listeners and just remind you how special you are, that you care about the truth, that you're part of the tip of the spear. Tell everybody you know now about that local radio station you're listening to, that local TV station you're watching, or band.video or battleplan.news, because that's how we reach new people. When you do that, it is incredible. The enemy has sleepless nights worried about you spreading the word and raising the alarm. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're about to go right back to your phone calls, but I wanted to recognize Senator Rand Paul. And I've called for him to be the leader and lead the charge against the New World Order, and he's been doing it at a level nobody else has. But when he came out and blocked that $40 billion of spending in Ukraine for this World War III with Russia, he put his life in a lot of danger. He's already been shot at. He's already got his ribs broken, his lungs punctured. We should be praying for Senator Rand Paul. Big article from his father, Ron Paul, on Infowars.com. Why did Rand Paul delay Washington's $400 billion Ukraine giveaway? Very important information. We pray for Senator Paul. We place a hedge of protection on him in the name of Jesus. Believe me, he's in danger. Russian ruble near five-year highs versus euro stocks up. That's Reuters. So financially, Russia's winning. Ukrainian President Zelensky to address World Economic Forum's globalist Davos summit. That's the Bilderberg Group. The bizarre unanimous Dem support for the $400 billion war package to Raytheon, the CIA, for Ukraine. Moscow says Finland, Sweden joining NATO would be a mistake with far-reaching implications. What's next? Former Russian president warns West self-harming sanctions mean collapse of U.S.-centric world, which is part of the globalist plan. Romania claims Eurovision challenged their vote to get first place Ukraine. Tennis star warns ban on Russian players sets bad precedent. Think so? That's just some of the news we've got. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. The order they have been received. Charles in Maryland, go ahead, you're on the air.
God bless you, Alex.
God bless you.
Hey, real quick, before I get what I want to talk about with the Second Amendment, I was wearing my Beto Knox shirt yesterday. Got one great comment on it, you know, and a lot of eyeballs going to that shirt. Some people were... you know, got a couple smiles on people looking away. So we just got to make it aware that they're coming. They're coming for the guns, and we got to do everything we can to stop it. But so the main reason I was calling is Donald Trump is clearly controlled opposition. He is not with us. He is not on our side. You know, I suspected this strongly back in 2020. When he shut the economy down, he declared people non-essential. He was, Trump did not get bamboozled, okay? His supporters, we got bamboozled. That man is clearly not on our side. And we've got
before
the next election.
I know the average Trump supporter is really mad at Trump about the whole vaccine thing, and so am I, and I agree with you on that. We're dealing with Joe Biden right now and the whole New World Order. But, yeah, the phones are open. You can call and talk about Trump all day long. And now as he runs again, I mean, I have some serious problems. I like DeSantis more than him. My big point is I'm dealing with front and center the situation with Joe Biden and the New World Order.
I understand that. And the reality of the situation is nobody in Congress or in the government is coming to save us. Only Jesus is eventually going to come. And in the meantime, it's got to be up to us. It's got to be up to the people.
I totally agree with the statement that we can't just hope Trump's going to save us and that we ourselves have to speak out and not comply. Thank you, Charles. Great points. We're moving quick to take all the calls here. All right, up next, Matt in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Farming is a solution. Matt, tell us about it.
Hey, Alex. Pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Welcome.
Alex, I want to talk today about getting the military on board. I feel like that there's a big following of people that follow Jocko Willick, Mike Glover, a lot of people like that, Andy Stump. And I'd like to see him on board, and I'd like to say to them, they need to say that Alex Jones is right. It's great that Joe Rogan thinks that. It's great that Eddie Bravo thinks that. But I want to see some of these military guys get rid of their bias and get on board with you.
Well, there's a big article by Paul Joseph Watson live right now on Infowars.com with five airplanes it took across the city. This was not a small skywriting. We're talking up at like 25,000 feet. Alex Jones was right. We thank the group that did it. They don't want credit, but it's pretty amazing. And you're right. Saying Alex Jones is right is a litmus test to the system trying to shut everybody's speech down. And it's so important. And we do need all these other prominent bloggers and people to stop hiding from controversy and instead jump right into it.
Yes, I agree 100%, Alex. And, you know, this country has been fat and happy for a long time. And maybe this is inevitable. Maybe this is the, you know, some kind of not to use the globalist term, but a reset that we all needed to learn that we have to go back to God, family, and farming. And the cities are demonic hell holes. They take us away from our families, get us trapped into the electronic matrix, get us stuck into the banking system, the tax system, the grocery system at the grocery stores, and it takes all of our personal responsibility away. And until we fix that problem, I don't think that we can use the things our founding fathers gave us, because we're not living the same life
We
are. We're not.
Thomas Jefferson said only yeoman farmers and a nation of farmers can be free because they're independent. They run their own lives. You can't fool them easily. He wrote a lot of articles about it, a lot of letters about it. You're right. And the whole globalist plan is don't have babies naturally. Don't know how to grow your own food. Everything is about getting you domesticated, making you eat bugs and synthetic meat and drink sewage. You are so right. The answer is leaving the mega cities and building our own communities. You, sir, are correct. God bless you. I 1,000,000,000% agree with you. All right, let's take another call here in the order they are received. Minuteman in Virginia. Minuteman, welcome.
Alex, how you doing, man?
I'm really upset about what's happening. I predicted they would do this, and it's all happening.
Exactly. I come bearing worse news. To follow up with the last caller and to basically say he's wishing, you know, the military, you know, personnel get involved. I'm in the National Guard. It's my name, Minuteman. And I just had drilled this weekend. And found out that the purge of the military, National Guard and Reserves, active duty, is coming to full fruition, as you said. That I have the frag order on my Twitter page, and with the counseling statement, basically saying everyone that has a pending temporary exemption or medical exemption or religious exemption, they're getting kicked out come July 1st. Basically, they have to turn in all their gear, turn in all their equipment. They're not supposed to get, they're losing every bonus, losing all health care, losing their retirement, and losing everything, basically, unless they, you know, comply and get the shot. And
then I noticed, that they put these graphics out in the U.S. and England, like a battery, saying you've always got a new shot every few months. It doesn't even protect you and makes you sick. but again, it's designed to kick the good people out. That is so sad, my friend.
Exactly. And again, to follow up what's going on in Buffalo, my heart and everybody's heart goes out to what's going on in people in Buffalo. But, you know, I'm trying to get across that we, the military, the personnel that do care, that are listening to Alex Jones, that are listening to the not mainstream media, are, you know, have common sense, which common sense is dying anyway, but hopefully it's coming back to, you know, coming back. But it's just the fact that we do listen. We are the ones that are out there fighting and putting ourselves online. We're risking it all. I'm risking everything. I went through every step that they told me to do to get my medical exemption, which I did. And now it's temporary. And now the military, you know, tell us all the time in the Army, hurry up and wait. They're just, you know, taking their sweet time. I'm losing my medical chance to get medical benefits when I get out.
Here's the good news. A lot of it is a bluff to get you to waive your rights. You know, they claimed all sorts of stuff. You can't fly on a plane if you're not given shots, all this. Now they're backing off that. There's a good chance they're going to back off. There's a good chance it's a bluff, Minuteman. But God bless you, and we really appreciate you. The critical race theory, the injections, it's all meant to run off the smart folks like Minuteman. All right, we're going to go to break. Dean and Wade and others will get to you, but Sean Stone's pulling up right now. He'll be here next hour. Got some important special reports we're about to air. And then we're going to come back and hit it all here today. I haven't hit the transgenderism news yet. Wait till you hear this. You think it's bad? Wait till we hit this. We'll cover this with Sean Stone coming up. Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. I want to thank you all for your support. And I want to encourage you to realize that we are the tip of the spear. You funding us, you're part of the tip of the spear. Alpha Power is great for men, great for women as well, but it's designed for men. It's back in stock. Your stamina, your libido, your energy, it's 40% off. It's back in stock. We're only running until Friday. X2 will go from 25% off to full price and then sold out. And Ultra 12 is 40% off. You can get both Ultra 12 and X2 together for 40% off. Those deals are about to end on Friday. So please keep us on air and get amazing products. You've got to experience these. Trust me. InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where.
Y aprovechando esto, lo que decíamos muy temprano en la mañana, que no hay casi gente, entonces, por más que no tengan turno, van a poder ser atendidos de manera rápida. Carlos, cualquier novedad volvemos en un ratito.
¿Sí? Perdón, Claudio.
Cerrame. ¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó? No.
Diese Impfpflicht scharf schalten, wenn sie nötig ist, ist das dann nicht viel zu spät? Wir müssen uns
A polícia militar foi chamada na zona rural de Ribeirão Vermelho. Sabe por quê?
I don't mean to brag, I don't care, but I want you to know, double vaxxed, booster, flu shot, and I'm going to be honest, I have the shingles shot too. Never got COVID, clearly, Jesus loves me the most, seriously. So nice.
Jedes Kind.
I don't care if you're Donald Trump. I don't care if you're Bill Gates. I don't care who you are. You come at children with experimental Nuremberg Code violating vaccines that you broke the law to ram through. You are a terrorist in league with Joseph Mengele 2.0.
We have a player down on the court. We'll try to get more information.
Johnson taken out on a stretcher and rushed to local Tallahassee Memorial Hospital.
Leading cardiologist says cluster of collapses in footballers likely to be just a coincidence, a terrible coincidence at that, but just a coincidence. Yes, just a coincidence.
Get vaccinated.
Listen to our government agencies. These guys are telling the truth. You know, there's no conspiracy.
conspiracy here, folks. Just get your damn vaccine.
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons to Turkey out of Libya?
To Turkey?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
How is it that this organization is so well funded, so organized?
Islamic State-linked militants have gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is none other than Abdel Hakim Belhaj. And of course, he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is aggressively opposing the nuclear deal that the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of an International Monetary Fund aid package.
We had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is on the move.
Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and evolving world order.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
Sean Stone's in studio. Coming right back. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with...
...in the last year and a half predicting what happened Saturday, the tragedy in Buffalo, New York.
They're going to attack a minority church or college or grocery store, some type of minority gathering.
Or a massive white supremacist attack these days. That's all the pre-programming in the media, so you know what's coming.
And you're going to be bad because you were a Republican voter, period. That's how they intend to do this, is connect the Republican Party to white supremacism and the Second Amendment to it. That's why they're pushing for violence and preparing real false flags. Not just guys dressed up like white nationalists to discredit the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Virginia, but violence, my friends. And that's, so if you go to a black church or you go to a, you know, rural, say, black grocery store, you better be packing. You better be watching. Because let me tell you, the deep states are coming. So what are they going to do? They're going to attack a minority church or college or grocery store, some type of minority gathering. And they're either going to completely false flag it and do it 100% themselves, or they're going to find mentally ill, incel, white supremacist types that will really be devil worshipers, whacked out of their minds on prescription and illegal drugs. It'll be a 2 or 3 man idiot squad that'll go in and start shooting black people at a church. Then there'll be a backup team that'll kill them, claiming they committed suicide, who will then actually kill a couple hundred black people. Because the Satanist always starts shooting people and they kind of, wow, I'm actually killing somebody. This isn't as cool as I thought. And then they get killed by the black op team. The black op team then kills the lion's share of the people. They're going to want a big number, hundreds of dead black children. So if you go to a black church or you go to a, you know, rural, say, black grocery store, you better be packing. You better be watching, because let me tell you, the deep states are coming. It's going to be the whole collapse of society, and you're going to be bad because you were a Republican voter, period. That's how they intend.
Well, I've known Sean Stone a long time, worked him on the Ventura's TV show. Y'all
also got Rowdy Piper on the show one time. That was amazing. We're good friends. But I haven't seen him in the person in years. He's here working on a film in Austin, Texas. He's a filmmaker, media host, author, actor, poet, speaker, and above all, truth seeker and spiritual activist. He's written a big book. He's also got a new TV series out, SeanStone.info. Sean, so much to cover here. Great to see you in person. Great to have you here in Austin. But I want to ask you this 35,000-foot view. What is the state of the world right now? Who are the power players? Russia, Ukraine, inflation, open borders, the media pushing race war, all this incredible COVID news coming out that we're also going to be hitting. What's the big picture? What's happened?
The big picture is that things look uglier because the light is shining on them, exposing things for the first time, I would say, that has always been there, right? It's always been dark. It's always been ugly. We've been talking about these things as conspiracy theorists, or as some people call us, we're the spoiler alerts. So we've been doing this for so long that it's difficult for me to say that things are worse or more bleak, because all I see is more awareness on the things that used to be suppressed, you know, more secret, let's say. So I actually say the power is in, more than ever, it's in the individual's hand. I really believe this. I trust that each one of us has such a tremendous influence and voice, and all the social media platforms, in a sense, have paved the way. Yeah, maybe there was always an aspect of surveillance. We understand there was always an aspect of monitoring, figuring out who's who, but actually it empowered everyone to have their say and to trust more and more that, you know, that their opinion matters. I think Elon Musk, you know, buying Twitter is really just, it's a good sign, fundamentally. And we can get into Musk and, you know, who is he, what's he really about. But again, I think that there's just like this good sign that it is about the power and the voice and the intention of every one of us as human beings recognizing what's going on and making decisions as a result. That's where the power lies now.
And I, of all the things that have been said here in the last month, that's the most profound. We can't lose sight of that. I agree with you fundamentally. The light's on, we see the mess, we see the cockroaches. That's a good thing. The fact that the evil was already there, we were in a coma, we were in a trance, we were under a spell. Now we're coming out of that. This is positive.
Yes, exactly. You can't change anything unless you start to realize, hey, who are you? What decisions are you making on my behalf? What are you telling me to do with this, you know, the vaccine stuff that's being exposed every day between the Pfizer documents, people's own eyes, their own, you know, whether or not they're willing to admit it or not. That's the other thing, obviously. People's, you know, having effects personally with their own, you know, health or their partners.
Cognitive dissonance.
There's a pride factor, I find. A lot of people that just, I have Bell's palsy. Well, it's because of stress. Can you look at the idea that it's the vaccine? No, it's not. Pride. I can't admit that I was wrong. There's a huge pride factor in all this, but pride is the sin of what? Lucifer.
It is, and the bummer is, admitting you're wrong is where you begin to fix things, but it's so scary to them to admit the social contract's been broken. I think the big takeaway is the social contract was broken a long time ago. People are figuring it out now.
It was broken. I mean, look, arguably, we've looked into things like how the corporation of the United States is domiciled in D.C., and it's a corporation. It's not the original United States Republic as intentioned by the founders, right? And this idea of the states coming together.
It's a District of Columbia operating under emergency powers.
Correct. And so, as a result, a lot of us have been suspicious over these years, saying, okay, the corporation of the United States, which is basically beholden to the Federal Reserve, where it gets its, you know, it gets bankrolled from the Federal Reserve with this fictitious currency that's being devalued every year. Can this system fundamentally hold? I don't believe it can. And I think most of us are realizing that it can't hold. The question becomes, as it starts to unravel, what does it do? What extremes does it go to? And I believe there's the countermeasure, which people are talking about devolution, bringing the power back to what? The states, the counties, to the individual level, people waking up and saying, wait, I don't want to be a...
Well, let me just say again, everything you're saying is totally true. Devolution is the answer. We're awakening. Bring power back locally, and then if you run your own life, nobody can control you.
Yeah, I mean, fundamentally, we all have agreements to be made, right? Not cons, not contracts, but agreements. We make, you know, we find community, we find our economic community, we transact peer-to-peer, we choose where we put our money, we put our intention, where we put our you know, our, well, let's say our, how we live our life, right? Who we
choose. And that builds a community of the people.
That's a community of the people. And we can do it globally too. We can have virtual communities globally, but we have to start with on-the-ground communities when it comes to, hey, buying from local farmers, transacting with people that we like, you know, whether it be online or in person, you know, not just through these faceless entities, you know, buying from Nike or whatever, all these owned by BlackRock and Vanguard. I mean, it's meant to show you the monopoly system and how corrupt it is. So why are you putting our money into this stock system that's all owned by basically less than 1% of the population, as they showed last year? Now is more than 1% of the population of America now owns more than the entire middle class of America. And that 1% really goes to like BlackRock, Vanguard, Berkshire Hathaway, a few companies.
Who are running the whole woke operation, which is a fake revolution. So yes. I think you would agree, the global power structure is losing. This is their attempt to keep control. You agree with that statement?
They've lost. They know that their only way of controlling us is at the level of the human biome, the human genetic modification, the idea of, you know, they've been doing drugs for a long time, pushing drugs for a long time, right? That's chemical, biological control of the human, right? Affecting our chemistry, keeping us, our brains, you know, addled and, you know, basically in dependent states. But they know that there's only so far that can go. At a certain point, they have to get into the body and control the body, and that may be involving chipping and other things you talked to Aaron Russo about, you know, over a decade ago, right? That's their only potentiality, because the human spirit is more powerful. It always destroys empires. Every empire falls, right, throughout history.
And that's why they fundamentally try to head off the human spirit and end the normal human operation, because they realize they're going to lose if they don't do that.
Exactly. There's an inevitability to this whole thing, and they, you know, again, they're losing. I mean, fundamentally, their system is so broken, right? That the people are like, they're not even paying attention. I mean, we talked about this a few weeks ago. It's like the CNN pluses, you know, can't sustain themselves. The Netflixes stocks are crashing. A lot of the system is, you know, we're looking at the stock market. How soon is that crash going to happen? We don't know.
Let's talk about big picture with Sean Stone straight ahead, and tell people real quick about your new book and the film.
Yeah, so New World Order, I mean, we've talked about it before, but we'll get more into that because it deals with everything we're talking about, consolidation of power, and the Best Kept Secret docuseries, which talks about New World Order, transhumanism, and much, much more we can get into.
They'll find it all on your website.
That's right.
SeanStone.info.
That's right.
We'll be right back in 4 minutes. Stay with us. Sean Stone in studio.
Silver.
Russia openly happening in the year 2022, and where Sean Stone thinks that's going. He's an expert on it. He's covered it. He's done shows, made documentaries. Obviously, his dad's made two giant films on the subject. He's one of the most informed people there. But you wanted to get into this World Health Organization treaty. They start meeting in 7 days, where they admit to take over all of our medical care and systems.
Right. I mean, this is the intention of what was strategize with the New World Order philosophy. You know, I studied this when I was at Princeton. My senior year, my thesis was about this New World Order concept, and I actually came to it not intentionally. I was studying Kissinger's mentor when he was at Harvard, this guy William Yandel Elliott. Elliott was a professor emeritus there at Harvard for like 40 plus years. Simultaneously, while he's teaching all these kids like JFK and Pierre Trudeau, I think the father of this guy, Trudeau, Justin, Kissinger, Bundy, Brzezinski, all these people that came through that have been major players in world affairs. Elliot was simultaneously a CIA officer. He had an office at the CIA. He was very close to the Rockefeller Foundation. He was advising basically every president from FDR to, I think, Nixon. And then Kissinger obviously took the helm from there. So Elliot was the key for me in understanding the British operation, the British drive for empire at the turn of the 20th century, right? When their empire was coming down, they couldn't militarily maintain a quarter of their planet under control, so they shifted to the Commonwealth and to this idea of a new world order that would basically be global governance, right?
And that's what your book covers. And for those who don't know, if you're reading Brzezinski or Kissinger or any of them, they admit this, that America merged and inherited the British Empire. So everything we see, that's what the Russians address it as, the Anglo-American attack. That's what the globalists call themselves.
Yeah, I mean, there's different ways of formulating that concept of the Pilgrim Society, the Anglo-American establishment. I mean, you got a lot of the Boston Brahmins, you know, frankly, like the Bushes, you know, they're cousins to the Queen of England, right? There's a lot of loyalty. Remember, even at the Revolution, there was, I can't remember specifically, it was
majority were Tories.
It's about a third to a quarter to a half or more yeah, exactly, Tories. They were pro-British. They were not necessarily in favor of the revolution, and they never were thereafter. You know, even though they said they were allegiant to the America, they frankly were more interested in England because of the money. That's where the J.P. Morgan came from. The bank of J.P. Morgan was established as a British bank, essentially. It was, you know, Pierpont and all this family connecting to the British, coming to America, the money coming out of the bank of the city of London to finance the various American banking families and fortunes. So again, you look at this landscape of the British basically co-opting America into this concept of a global empire, and their formulation, as H.G. Wells, I think, wrote the book The Open Conspiracy, and also a book called New World Order, back in the 20s and 30s time period. And a lot of his films were predicting this, right? They were predicting.
And Joseph Goebbels and Hitler, I read this like in mainline Pulitzer Prize winning books, like Order of the Death's Head and Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. Hitler saw that Anglo-American thing as the main rival. I mean, it was just openly discussed.
Well, they saw it was a mixture of things. Hitler actually considered themselves connected to the British. Remember
that? Oh, no, exactly. He wanted to run it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, essentially, that was the thing, was that they created, you know, the British and Americans, as you know, that backed Hitler and financed the Nazis, essentially. They wanted Hitler as a buffer to the Russians. They said, go east, you know, as long as you're a buffer to the Russians, we're fine with you.
It was, and then they double-crossed him.
It was a mixture of things, exactly. It was a mixture of the Germans becoming too strong. Of course, the British would never allow Germany to become so strong. That was the First World War. Was the German Navy was contending with the British.
The British called it the German problem.
Exactly. So they wouldn't allow the Germans to be too strong, but they wanted the Germans and Russians to bleed themselves as much as possible. So fundamentally, again, you have this drive towards world government, and we saw it with the end of the Second World War, the United Nations as one emanation of that. Not to say the concept of the United Nations is beautiful. I mean, the idea of nations coming together, having dialogue, I have no problem with it, but as we've seen the corruption over the years of the institutional United Nations, right, of the various organizations, the UNESCOs and UNITADs and all these different organizations within UN that are, filled with, people that are, they're corrupt, they're making money, they're profiting, they're sending blue helmets into places that are, that they don't belong. They're involved, as we've seen over the years, in trafficking of humans, drugs, rape. I mean, all kinds of horrible things that have happened under the auspices of UN interventions. So
what is their end game?
Their end game, again, is this concept of world government, which I believe that this, we've seen it in the past couple years as an expression of it. When the World Health Organization, and if we were to align with this idea that the World Health Organization can dictate our health policies domestically, it's insane because it takes away your authority. This, it's giving your authority to this central power that's far from home, that you has no real, that does not respond to your immediate needs. It's like the idea of any level of government dictated healthcare is dangerous. Why? What have we seen in the last 2 years? If you wanted to get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine to treat COVID, the government would not let you do it. So that's the problem. It's like we need to be able to have the flexibility to treat, to treat our ailments and to see doctors, and not to have this big brother tell you what you can and can't take and what you should and should not do with your body.
So the British Empire knew it was in trouble. It tried the League of Nations at Roar One. It got the UN. And that's all this is a global corporate government masquerading like it cares about the people, but really all it cares about is total power and control. And then, Sean Stone, from your research, what is the mental operating system? We know they want world government, we know they want control, but where are they going to take us if they get that control?
I have a hard time imagining that they will get that control, because it's so much against the nature of where we're going, right? Like everything that we're going through in human history at this moment, we talked about devolution a little bit. Justin Trudeau's brother, half-brother, has been on air denouncing his brother.
On the show, yeah.
And he's been saying what? He's like, fundamentally, we're moving towards decentralization, and I agree with this. I mean, the concept of...
No, I agree with you, but if they got their way, people need to know where they're trying to take us.
Yeah, if they got their way, it would basically, I would see it as like a Borg concept, right? That the idea that we would slowly be absorbed into this Borg, because the only way to rule 8 billion people on the planet, let's say, and as these people have talked about, depopulation is a huge agenda. I mean, Kissinger obviously had documents on this subject, and many of the elite, even Elon Musk, said, look, most of the elite agree that there's too many people on the planet. Musk said, I don't agree with that philosophy. But that is a major philosophy of these elite. too many people, we have to get rid of them or control them. The only way to really control them, as Klaus Schwab and others have explained, is the fourth industrial revolution of merging the human biology with the digital identity, you know, with the microchip, essentially.
And Sean, that's what's so frustrating. You're a smart intellectual. This is all on record. I do my research. It's on record. We're not having a debate here. We're having a debate about which way to go. And if we can't even admit we're being taken this direction, we don't have a choice.
Yeah, I mean, we have the choice, but we just don't. Most people are not. It's too far in there. It's too far in the future, or it's been too far in the future. I think it's getting closer. It's becoming more immediate, thanks to people like Harari coming out and saying, "Oh, you thought you had free will? Ha ha ha! You don't have free will. And guess what? We're going to make it even less free will because we're going to get control of your genetics." You know. And
why do you think they're so arrogant about it now?
Why are they so
arrogant? I see it as weakness.
Yeah. I mean, it's a mixture of things. I think that there's a mixture that they have maybe the hubris of believing that they've won, that they've been able to inject, you know, half the planet with their mRNA technology, of roughly half the planet. I don't know exactly the numbers, but I think they have a sort of this ego of, well, we've won, we pulled off this major COVID thing, and basically you guys didn't have a revolution. That said, I don't think this is anywhere near over. So even when they, you know, when Gates is out there basically bragging, you know, we're going to have everyone over 50 is going to have to take a booster every 6 months. You know, that's hubris to me. That means that they must think.
Sean Stone, I agree. You are kicking ass. We'll be right back to talk about this and so much more with Sean Stone, filmmaker and author. Stay with us.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Here's Ted Turner 20 years ago talking about reducing the world population by billions of people.
Not doing it will be catastrophic. We'll have 8 degrees, we'll be 8 degrees hotter in 10, not 10, but in 30 or 40 years, and basically none of the crops will grow, most of the people will have died, and the rest of us will be cannibals, civilization will have broken down, what the few people who are left will be living in a failed state like Somalia or Sudan, and living conditions will be intolerable, the droughts will be so bad, there'll be no more corn growing. Not doing it is suicide. Just like dropping bombs on each other, nuclear weapons is suicide. So we've got to stop doing the two suicidal things, which are hanging on to our nuclear weapons, and then after that, we've got to stabilize the population. When I was born, there was
what's wrong with the population? I mean,
too many people. That's why we have global warming. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff. If there were less people, they'd be using less stuff.
And then when a virus gets released, they say it's global warming, even though it came out of a lab. And when there's lockdowns that cause a world collapse, they say it's global warming. And AOC and Beto O'Rourke said the world ends in 2030. Well, that's when the world ends. For us, we'll own nothing. We'll have nothing. Sean Stone, filmmaker, author, researcher, is here with us, seanstone.info. Sean, how do they intend to get us into that depopulation? I think we're seeing it right now.
Well, the depopulation thing is going to be interesting. I mean, look, we've seen, as I understand it, what, about 40% excess deaths, mortality in America in late 2021, right? Mostly in
absolutely.
In the young, in the working age population, which again indicates the vaccine is causing these deaths. And look, I mean, we can each, I'm sure, have personal experience of saying, I've seen, you know, so-and-so drop dead, so-and-so with cancer, other ailments occurring as a result of the vaccinations. How long will this, you know, go on? Will it get worse in the next 2-3 years? Will we see even more dropping dead? Will they try to continue this? Because I see a lot of resistance, right? That's the major factor. The blowback against their agenda has been the hesitancy, right? And even people that took the two shots said, wait, I've had it. I don't want to keep going with this booster agenda. This is starting to freak me out. So I don't know where they are with this, you know, overall population collapse agenda, because you see maybe, you know, price hikes, you're seeing they're going to try to affect our, you know, our agriculture. But again, if we look at like maybe the main place where they've been trying to hurt us, right, is into cities. People are fleeing those cities. They're going to the, you know, they're either going to Texas or Florida or Tennessee or places with more countryside and less control. So I'm not sure on how ready they are to achieve that major agenda without using massive food shortages, weather warfare. I don't know. I don't think that they can achieve it. I don't.
I agree. They're flooding us with drugs, electromagnetic radiation, 5G. Here's some of the headlines. Top Australian doctor who pushes COVID-19 vaccines loses only daughter, a young woman, in her sleep to a heart attack. Investigation launched amid second unusual spike in neonatal deaths in Scotland of women that were vaccinated. it goes on and on from there. New Zealand Prime Minister's had 4 shots, test positive for COVID-19, just like Stephen Colbert and others. How bad is it going to get? And here's a sign they have in the UK. Get boosted now. COVID vaccines lose power like batteries. Recharge your protection. Funny, I thought vaccines lasted for decades, but now they don't. This is so incredibly transparent, Sean Stone.
It's actually funny. I think the fertility issue could be a factor here. We know that they've been trying to affect, I mentioned earlier, Kissinger's, you know, and Sam back in, 1970 or 72, I can't recall, and Sam...
State Department Memorandum 200.
Right, 200, right? And it was all about this idea of controlling the population growth or trying to reduce the population in countries across the world, not mentioning directly America, but certainly abroad. And so, you know, you think about like how Planned Parenthood has certainly, you know, they've used that as one...